Honest advice and results you can trust. Choose Kim. Visit kimforsell.ca today for more information.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. on Tuesday, March 3rd, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie. Here's what you need to know this morning. A few closures and delays to watch out for as you head out. King Street East is closed today from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. between Clarence Street and Johnson Street for construction related to work at 285 King Street East. Cranbrook Street is closed to through traffic on weekdays until June 26th between 8:40 and 9:20 this morning, and again later this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue for school pickup. Market Street remains closed until March 6th between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston continue sanitary and water main installation with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and reduce speed limits. Aberdeen Street remains closed long-term between Johnson Street and William Street. Barry Street is also closed long-term at Queen Street for construction related to work at 283 Queen. As for your weather outlook today, clouds increase through the morning with light winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. Temperatures climb toward a high of plus 2, but it feels much colder early on with a morning wind chill near minus 14. The UV index is moderate at 3. Tonight stays cloudy with fog patches developing near midnight and an overnight low of minus 4. This has been your quick 8 a.m. morning brief. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC. Drive safe, have a great morning, and be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
I know I don't remember everything. My passenger, you take away my sleep. I soak my cigarettes in gasoline. I try, there's no relief, there's no
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean, and we just heard Sir Chloe Passenger, this record that came out last year, Swallow the Knife. I've just been falling more and more in love with it. It's real good, so I'd highly recommend checking it out if you are so inclined and if you liked that track. Folks, it was yesterday Groundhog Day. I'm sure you woke up bright and early and ran to your radio and tuned to whichever dial is going to give you the news. That is, of course, 101.9 FM for all your rodential news. So this groundhog, of course, we have Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, said that it was, of course, going to be early spring. But Wyerton Willie up north in where else but Wyerton said that it was going to be six more weeks of winter. Boo. Now, are we nationalists here? Are we going to divide our groundhogs based on country? I think not. I think we're living in a globalized world, and that it's time to find a globalized solution to our meteorological rodent problems. So I propose we just meet in the middle. It's called compromise, folks. The same way that we're going to have to cede half of our territory to the United States, and maybe we'll get half of theirs. Maybe they'll give us Alaska, and then it's like fair trade. I say we meet in the middle. It'll be 3 weeks of winter, which seems like a fair trade. That's reasonable. I will take, like, you know, that's even, like, that's not even all of February, folks. That's nothing. 3 weeks of winter, I can ride that out. Hopefully we don't get dumps of snow like we've been getting recently, and hopefully it gets a little warmer. I imagine it's frigid out there in Kingston, seeing as how cold it is here in Toronto, but yeah. Stay bundled up, stay warm, you know, pay no mind to Wyerton Willie, or maybe pay him half a mind and another half to Punxsutawney Phil. It's only fair. Anyway, folks, we've got a great show coming up for you. Rural Alberta Advantage is just coming out with single after single after single. This one might be my favorite of the ones they've released from this new record cycle. It's called The Hunt in Edson. Here we go.
Darling, what a way to wake up. At least this ain't the predator's jaws for touch. Nothing like a rope around the neck just to clarify your thoughts. In this place where I often roam, all of these decisions nag and beg to atone. What does it feel like? Just as unsettling as you could have thought. In this coffin alone, we'll keep up appearances on your own. And day, if I'm a little too rash, avert your eyes now from the trash. Everyone's a goner. Nature, this life, I'll be cruel. We'll have beauty, too. Darling, what a way to wake up. Surprise springs from the jaws of life towards us. Testing our tensile strength to adjust. Will it appease nothing here fractures us? Play it cool between the bed and the wall. Cup my hands around the gas just to crawl. What does it feel like? Just as unsettling as you could have thought. Shook it off all rather fast. Said enjoy the 5th of June while it lasts. Everyone's a goner. Nature, this life, I'll be crying.
wake up. It's less about the predators here, more your touch. Nothing like a rope around the neck just to clarify your thoughts.
Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Prism Shores with their new track, Kid Gloves. Before that, Neutral Milk Hotel, Two-Headed Boy. And right at the top, Rural Alberta Advantage with The Hunt in Edson. Folks, it's award season, and we just watched the Grammys last night, or 2 nights ago for you folks, recording this a little early. But I cannot remember the last time I watched the Grammys, and I was honestly pretty impressed with some of the performances. Sabrina Carpenter and Tyler, the Creator in particular, were really, really good. I was very happy to see that ordinary guy did not win Best New... What's his name? I can't remember. Alex Warren did not win Best New Artist. That made me happy. That said, you know, the Grammys are probably, like, the least important of all of the major awards, in my opinion. No one really cares about them. Like, no one is, like, convinced, like, Billie Eilish Wildflower won Song of the Year. It must have been the greatest song of the year. Like, that just does not track for anybody. But I digress. We're going to try to take it seriously on its own terms, at least for this segment. But Billie Eilish won Song of the Year, which is for writing the song, and then Record of the Year is for the recording, the performance of a song. That was won by Kendrick and SZA for Luther, which I thought came out in 2024, but apparently I don't know anything. Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild, should have won both of these categories, in my opinion. Of course I love the Kendrick song, but that song's from, like, 2 years ago now. What are we doing here? Album of the Year went to Bad Bunny. I'm sure a lot of people are upset about that. Pretty excited for the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Green Day. That's going to be a treat. This Olivia Dean, who's like a sort of easy listening contemporary lady, won Best New Artist. Seems like the sort of person who's been around forever. But, you know, Best New Artist, sometimes it goes to people who have been recording for like 20 years. Let's go down to some more things up our indie alley here. Best Dance Electronic Recording went to Tame Impala, End of Summer. Best Dance Electronic Album, FKA Twigs, Eusexua, which I think I played some of on this show, is pretty good. Here we go for Best Rock Album went to Turnstile, Never Enough, which was, like, that single was, like, I think number 15 on my top 100 songs list that we did at the beginning of last month. Best Alternative Music Album and Best Alternative Music Performance both went to The Cure. And I was originally kind of salty about this. Of course, The Cure stuff was really good, but I was like, haven't they gotten their flowers? Couldn't we give this to, like, Wet Leg or something? That would have been fun. However, it turns out this is the first time The Cure has won any Grammy. Not that I'm sure they care, but I was shocked by that. So I guess, you know, we got to give them their flowers this time. I was telling my mom about that anecdote, and she was like, oh, good, I hate The Cure. And she's just like, for whatever reason, like, someone she knew in high school, like, liked The Cure, and this person annoyed her so much that she's just, like, held on to, like, a decades-long grudge against The Cure, which I find very funny. And she's like, I guess, like, it's been a long while. I sort of don't have to hate them anymore. And I would convince her, no, you should continue hating them. Let the hate flow through you. It's the fire that warms the belly. And at this point, it's just, like, a sort of funny thing to say at parties that you hate The Cure. Anyway, folks, I prefer the disease to The Cure, if you know what I'm talking about. Let's see what else we have. Okay, so Tyler Ballgame, I had not discovered until recently, but this new album, For the First Time Again, just dropped on Friday, and I'm pretty impressed, especially by this track. It's called Matter of Taste. Here we go.
Promise to the morning light. Don't let me go to waste. Now live with my soul.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard My Favorite Mug by Hooper. What's your favorite mug, folks? I was really charmed by this song. Everyone's got a favorite mug. It's just such a, like, perfectly quotidian but relatable subject. Before that, we heard Father John Misty with Strange Encounter, and at the top we heard Tyler Ballgame with Master of Taste. Folks, speaking of taste, we recently watched a pretty good film. We finally got around to seeing Friendship, the Tim Robinson directed and starred comedy film featuring Paul Rudd, Kate Mara, who I had no idea was in this, and it was, believe it or not, pretty funny. Just like Kate Mara's, like, perfect beautiful face next to Tim Robinson's face is just like instantly funny. Like, these are two people who do not belong in the same like universe. So that was really good. There's some great bits. It's all about, you know, it's called Friendship. It's about Tim Robinson meeting his new neighbor and becoming infatuated with him and forming a friendship with him. It's sort of like I Love You Man if it was insane. Then that I Love You Man also has Paul Rudd in it. It's pretty funny. The toad scene in particular stood out to me. I thought that was great and sort of it was on a different wavelength than the rest of the movie. It's sort of like, if you like I Think You Should Leave, and the sort of, you know, Tim Robinson's embodiment of like the pathetic middle class white man who makes some sort of social faux pas and then doubles and triples down on it rather than admit he was wrong, which is sort of like, you know, the person, the caricature, pardon me, of our age. Even down to Tim Robinson has like a dream sequence where it's the end of the world and he's been crowned like king of their suburb, and he's like, I'm in charge now. That is exactly every middle class white guy's fantasy, including my own. I would love to be God King of the Great Lakes Confederation, but again, I digress. It's a good movie. It's a funny movie. Connor O'Malley is in it, and, you know, I just love anything he's in. It just doesn't really cohere. It's sort of like it looks like a movie and talks like a movie, but does it come together as a movie? Like, the production value is really good. There's some, like, really nice-looking shots in here. But, it just doesn't quite cohere into, like, a solid thesis or anything. It's just sort of like a series of sketches tied together, which... You know, I'd still recommend. It's still a fun time. I was hoping for a little bit more meat on the bone. That said, there's plenty of meat on this bone we've got coming up. It's Soft Cult. They've got another great single. This one was pretty high up on the indie charts conglomerator that I look at, especially for some CanCon, so we're happy to see that. This is Soft Cult with their not very Canadian title, Not Sorry. Here we go.
Back in my neck, always singing.
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The World So Madly by Rat Boys. Before that, we heard Chartreuse, one of my favorite shades of a certain color, yellow, with Heaven Sent is their song. And then at the very top, we heard Soft Cult with their song Not Sorry. Now, folks, I know this has been talked to death already, but this is my last opportunity to talk about it, and I found a funny article, so here we are talking about it. I referenced it briefly at the top. Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl Pepsi halftime show. The Big Game Cola Corporation halftime show. Don't want to get sued, but it's everyone's very mad. Donald Trump is mad. You know, your father-in-law is mad. Now, I'm not throwing your father-in-law on the bus, but you know, that sort of archetype is mad about this. And it's just the most boring culture war. I feel like we have to go through this every month with something, mad about some celebrity that we don't like associating with some brand we do like, or vice versa. It's just the most tiresome, meaningless stuff. That said, there are some funny quotes from actual NFL players about this. So The Athletic pulled 58 different NFL players to see if they approved of Bad Bunny doing the halftime show. It's pretty split down the middle, but 58.6% said yes. So I don't know, does that count as progress? And then we do have some quotes from anonymous players. An NFC offensive player said, "I don't even know who Bad Bunny is. I always think it should be an American. I think they're trying too hard with this international stuff." Bad Bunny, of course, is from Puerto Rico, is an American. Said a different NFC offensive player, "I do not like it. I'd prefer anyone who's synonymous with football and football culture. I feel like there's tons of artists out there who are fans of the game." Which, like, I don't, like, who isn't a fan of the NFL? Like, it's the most, I saw this crazy stat where, like, of the top 100 watched hours of television last year, 92 of them were NFL games. Like, football is just, like, synonymous. It is everywhere. Ubiquitous is the word I was looking for, pardon me. I've got one more quote here from an AFC offensive player. I'm assuming this is a Patriot. "I think there are better examples of character and morality than Bad Bunny. Like, perhaps the owner of the Patriots, Mr. Robert Kraft. You know, like, if... don't look up any files pertaining to him, folks, if you want to remain a true-blooded American and Patriots fan. I, of course, will be rooting for the Seattle Seahawks to defeat my hated Patriots. Still nursing the wound of the Broncos' loss by the Bills. But, you know, it's just, what can you do? What can you do but cry? You can't laugh. It's not even fun to laugh anymore. You just have to cry. But I'm excited. I need to look up. I always try to make, for, like, the Super Bowl party, I try to make a food that is from whatever city. So I guess Seattle, is that going to be like smoked salmon? Maybe like little mini smoked salmon bagels or something? That might be fun. I'll let you know what I end up doing. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the big game, even if you're just there for the commercials. While I was watching the Grammys, they now have like trailers for commercials that they will be showing at the Super Bowl. They have like mini commercials hinting at the celebrities and which brands they will be endorsing in like a longer form ad during the Super Bowl. It makes me weep hot tears. But you know what doesn't make me weep hot tears? This wonderful song, it's brand new. It's by Theo Vandenhoff. It's called Wong Kar Wai. Here we go.